Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
This is Mark Mortier, and if you're a sports history fan like me, tune in and hear me talk about some great sports moments of the past. Growing up during the 1970s, I got to watch some of the most iconic moments in sports history. Hank Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's home run record. Willis Reed limping out of the locker room in Game 7 of the NBA Finals at Madison Square Garden as the fans erupted with a thunderous ovation. The 1980 Miracle on Ice, as Team USA defeated the powerful Soviet Union in the Olympics. Listen every Tuesday on Yesterday Sports.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.
It's time for Unpopular Essays on Sports History with your host, Ors Davis.
Supposition. We live in a golden age of sports. I mean this not in the sense of athletes becoming stronger, speedier, savvier, smarter than ever before, nor in terms of the amazing access we have to live streams and stat feed, instant insights and opinionating, of the quirks and personalities of our celebrity heroes. This, rather, is a golden age of sports in humanistic, historical terms. The truth is that the great majority of people today, willingly or not, have a direct and regular connection to organized and or participatory sports in their everyday lives than anyone born before the 20th century. In the United States, not a person alive can recall a time when sports was not a staple of the daily newspaper. For four generations, the notion that nightly news programs should devote up to one quarter of their airtime to sports is taken for granted. Why do we take this for granted? At Unpopular Essays on Sports History, everything is questionable. Supposition. Those who play the games have ascended in the public eye to heights unimaginable in times past. Playing top-level sports can get today's athlete into business, TV production, national politics.
But now they're bringing pronouns into our military. They're bringing wokeness into our military. I don't even know what the heck is a pronoun.
Just how did this happen? At Unpopular Essays on Sports History, everything is up for examination. Supposition. Sports, wherever they are played, but particularly in those places where they are invented, affect culture, even pace culture, in profound ways. One could argue that sports are more important than ever. Corollary, sports history, too, should be more important than ever, yet is probably more disrespected and disavowed than ever. At Unpopular Essays on Sports History, we love the past while marveling at the present and wondering about the future. The Unpopular Essays of this podcast title is a nod to Bertrand Russell, the logical positivist. Plus, it's the greatest use to get that BA degree finally pay off. And as we're taught in philosophy, philosophy is not about answering questions. It's more about making them clearer. 3 days a week, Unpopular Essays on Sports History will examine a moment in sports history, probe some modern ethos of our games, or speculate on what the past can teach us about the future of the games, and all in 500 words or less. Though, probably we'll occasionally throw in the longer interview, other goodies like that. We'll tour the spaces and times of the whole wide world of sports history about as quickly as Secretariat ran Belmont Stakes. Supposition. Sports history is fascinating, illuminating, and fun. Join me, Oz Davis, in making the questions of sports history clearer right here at Unpopular Essays on Sports History, a Sports History Network production. This has been Unpopular Essays on Sports History, a production of the Sports History Network. I'm Oz Davis, thanking you for listening, and tune in a couple of days for another unpopular essay.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
This is Mark Mortier, and if you're a sports history fan like me, tune in and hear me talk about some great sports moments of the past. Growing up during the 1970s, I got to watch some of the most iconic moments in sports history. Hank Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's home run record. Willis Reed limping out of the locker room in Game 7 of the NBA Finals at Madison Square Garden as the fans erupted with a thunderous ovation. The 1980 Miracle on Ice, as Team USA defeated the powerful Soviet Union in the Olympics. Listen every Tuesday on Yesterday Sports.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.